Hello and welcome back to the World Changers Podcast. I am your host, Alonzo Malvarez, and it is my desire to make sure that you become everything that God desires. I want to give a special hello to all of my friends across the nation of North America, specifically the USA, and of course the countries around the world. Every person that tunes in every week to be equipped for effective soul winning and disciples making disciples. I commend and I celebrate you. Hey, listen, we are going to go right into part two of a message that we started on the previous episode with my dear brother, Ellie Bonilla. This message is called Miracle Memory, and I want to encourage you to posture yourself in a position that is ready to receive all that God has for you in this episode, and also to be set to go forward in making a difference in our world. Let's get right into it.
So the second point in miracle memory is not just to remember the miracle, but to make a memorial of the miracle with your life. So not only does Christ save me, now I start to reflect the Christ who saved me. Is that making sense? Where I have an encounter with Christ, but I don't just have an encounter with him. I don't just come, as we famously say, come as you are. I come as I am, but I do not stay as I am. Come on, somebody. We crossed over. There has to be evidence that there was a crossing in your life, that you were once in the wilderness, you were once in the desert place, you were once in a dry place, but then you crossed over, and it wasn't by your power, it was by your trust in his grace and his power. What happened to the priest? They put their foot in the water. They didn't stop the water, but because they trusted God, once their foot touched the water, he took care of the rest. And so the testimony of the crossing is we trusted God. We stepped in and God did the rest. And so these stones, where you couldn't get them on the shore or in any other place except the middle of the river, we have now set a memorial. And so now for the next generation, we are able to bring them back to the place where God did a miracle for me and God did a miracle for you. Those stones that can only be revealed from a crossing over, that you will bring a memorial. And so, Pastor, how do I keep my faith up? Keep sharing it. Pastor, how does my faith, how can I grow and expand in faith? How can my faith become powerful? Then we need to understand the basic principle of faith, that faith without works is dead. So if I have faith within myself, but I never release it and I never launch it out, guess what? That faith is no good on the inside of me. Just like those rocks are no good inside of the river. They don't testify for anybody if they're still inside that river. And so I decide to bring those stones that are smooth and could have only been made smooth by the river. And I take them out of the river to a side so that those that might have doubted what God can do, I can show them there's no way these stones are available in my life unless I got them from a place that only God could operate. Come on, somebody. I know I'm preaching to somebody. That there is a moment where we cross over and we get to then share our faith. And you know what? God is the one that brings the evidence. It's not me working harder to prove that God exists. It's my life that proves God exists. It's not me even saying, well, if God's real, well, he called down fire from heaven. No, you need to know who I was and that there's no way that I could have changed. If you saw my life, if you saw where I was, and sharing that faith, releasing that to someone, right? So the question then becomes, maybe my faith is weak because I've received it, but I've never released it. As a matter of fact, I continually forget what he's done for me because I have not expressed that to somebody else. I haven't testified in a while. And so that's my number two. So number one, receive, that's experience. Number two, release, that is to testify. And number three, so simple. I'm going to help you guys out. This is number three. Number three is this, repeat.
The urgency is great and the need is now. More than ever, our generation is in need of committed people empowered by God to change the world. Join a host of young leaders from around the globe to be equipped and empowered to effectively bring sustainable transformation. welcome to The Culture Shift. Find more details in the description below.
So I have receive, release, and number three, repeat. And parentheses, that word is discipline. Ooh, that's that cuss word. We don't like that word in church. Discipline, Pastor. Come on, don't he got enough grace? Doesn't where sin abounds, grace abounds even more? And I don't got to worry about my sin anymore, Pastor. He's got enough grace to forgive me. No, discipline. Remember, come as you are. Yes, filthy, dirty, no good. Come that way. But allow God to bring discipline into your life so that you can reflect Christ in such a way so others can cross over. See, what happens when the feet of the priest hit the water, it says that not only did the priest cross over and Joshua cross over, but it says it allowed for all the rest of the people to get across. How many more people, after you've received Christ and then you testify, would that allow for them too to cross over from a wilderness season into the promise of salvation that Christ has for them? There's a crossing over that takes place. And so, well, Pastor, how do I get more people on board? Repeat the process. Receive the grace of God every single day and then release it. Testify, right? Your testimony doesn't end. And so what are the good things that God is doing this past week in your life? What has he done today? What is he about to do tomorrow? That is the freshness of having a walk with Jesus, is I don't just tell the story of 10 years ago. I tell of how good he was this morning. I tell of how good he was this last week. I tell of how good he was during a pandemic. It wasn't just when I was far away from him. It was when I was walking this walk and I felt like I couldn't keep going. And all of a sudden, a wind from heaven picked me back up and I haven't been, man, I'm stronger than ever before. There is a repeat that comes in the life of a Christian that when you start to repeat that, just like muscle memory, you get miracle memory. And all of a sudden it becomes automatic. I learned how to play the piano back when I was about 16 years old. I'm a pastor's kid, so I learned out of necessity, not because I wanted to, because I was voluntold to. We needed a piano player, and my father said, you're up. And so I learned how to play the piano around 16 years old, and, you know, learning how to play it, and I would put a lot of hours into playing the piano. And then I was asked to sing. They needed a singer, but I was the only piano player. And they needed someone else to sing. And so I had to learn how to sing as best as I could, right? So I did a lot of karaoke in the car, singing in the shower, you know, try to get my reps in. But one thing that I found out was the more that I practiced piano, the more my hands were able to memorize the patterns of the songs I was playing. And the more they were able to memorize, the more free I was to sing while I was able to play at the same time. There was memory that was put into these hands. And so automatically what people were like, whoa, you're playing and singing at the same time. Through discipline, my hands were able to think for themselves. And then my mind was freed up to think. I don't know about you, but there are moments in time where I don't have time to think right now. My spirit just needs to have an automatic set to it where it just automatically trusts God. Hey, I don't have time to think about the logistics of my bank account right now. I don't have time to move those zeros around and what moves I have to make and all the things that I have to finesse to make it through the next week. But my spirit trusts that God is a provider. And so I'm going to let my spirit trust that. I'm going to continue to be faithful in what I do and take care of my family. And guess what? Now I'm not stressed out about my finances and I can continue to be present with my family because now the memory of this miracle has allowed me to be stress-free because my spirit trusts God and now I'm able to be present here. Now, when you don't have that miracle, guess what? Now you're stressed out in both fronts. You're stressed out about all of your finances and you're stressed out about your family at the same time. And instead of a cohesion in your life, now you're seeing your mind divided. And now you're not able to grasp onto what God is doing. And in this season right now in COVID, while you're in quarantine, my question to you, and I believe that God's question to you is this, are you taking an opportunity right now to grow your disciplines? Are you becoming more disciplined? Because guess what? Something occurred later on. This is Joshua chapter 6. Told you I'm going easy on you guys. Joshua chapter 6 in verse 6 through 8. This is what it says in Joshua chapter 6, verse 6 through 8. And I'm going to land the plane here. Ooh, look, a Latino Pentecostal landing the plane so soon. Some of y'all, that's knocking your socks off. You're like, orale. All right, this is what it says. Joshua chapter 6, verse 6. It says, so Joshua called together the priests. Again, same thing. He called together the priests and said, take up the ark, saying the same thing that he told to the priests when they crossed over the Jordan. Take up the ark of the Lord's covenant as a sign to the seven priests and walk. Once again, take the step and walk in front of it, each carrying a ram's horn. Then he gave orders to the people, all the people, not just to the priests. He gave orders to the people, march around the town, and the armed men will lead the way in front of the ark of the Lord's covenant. Verse 8, after Joshua spoke to the people, the seven priests with the ram's horn started marching in the presence of the Lord, blowing the horns as they marched, and the ark of the Lord's covenant followed behind them. Now, I don't have time to continue to read that whole entire story, but you know what story I'm talking about, right? Where they started walking? They were walking around a city called Jericho. And Jericho was known for having massive walls. And God told them and gave them a direction. Now, I want you to hear how clear this direction is. And I just spoke about it. What did he say for them to do to cross the Jordan? He said, take the step into the Jordan. They take the first step, one step. It said, the moment the feet of the priest touched the water. It doesn't say once the water got to their knees or to their waist or once they were doggy paddling in the water. It says once they took the first step, the water started to recede. Once you're able to take one step and once you're able to discipline yourself, that moment of a step can be repeated and a moment then can turn into a movement because now it wasn't just take a step. Now he said, now it's time to march. I know you were slaves in the wilderness because that's how you came into the wilderness. You were slaves from Egypt. You came into the wilderness, but now it's time to fight. And so now I have disciplined you not to be slaves anymore to circumstance. I'm saying now when you walk, you don't just walk. He said, I'm commanding the people to march. I'm commanding them to now walk around the city and take a step and take another step. You see, sometimes the first step is the hardest step, but if you could trust God one time, do you think you could trust him again? Because if you trusted him one time and he came through with a miracle, how many more times can he come through with a miracle? And all of a sudden, walking turns into marching and marching turns into power and all of a sudden, walls start to fall down in your life. And so what am I asking God for in my life? I'm saying, God, let me have miracle memory so that the next time I need to take a step, I'll take the step so that the walls that I need to come down in my life, they will come down. Listen, people, the step through the river was the easy part, but they needed to walk up to Jericho eventually, and after that, the armies after that. But what they learned in that moment produced the marching that allowed them to conquer all of Canaan. That is the big factor for this generation. Now, I'm going to land the plane with this. I have chosen to step into very controversial waters by speaking out for racial equality in this nation. I have chosen to step out and talk about churches' rights in this nation in a time where it is super politicized. Now, what I'm going to tell you is this. When God tells you to step, it doesn't mean that your feet won't get wet. The assumption is, well, God, if I'm stepping, I ain't getting wet in that water. Like, you seen that water flowing real fast, and that water's too cold, or that water's too dirty, and I don't want to be stepping in all that, and all that mess, and all that. And God didn't promise that when you step, the water, you wouldn't get wet by the water, but he did promise that eventually that water would stop running so you could cross over. And so I chose to step into social justice. Now, did I get wet with comments in my comment section and in my DMs trying to call me out? Absolutely, but that's to be expected. I trust that if I step out, that God is going to do the work. And he's going to stop all of those waters and all of the haters and all of the people trying to bring confusion. And guess what? God's going to turn that reform into revival. And God's going to do what I couldn't do. I could step out and I'm going to step out in policy change and I'm going to vote. But God's going to take it a step further. He's going to say, hey, you want reform? I'm not just going to give you reform. I'm going to give you revival. And the waters that were flowing for all of these years during a flood season, season. Think about that. It was a flood season that they walked in, not just the regular season. While it's flooding, all of a sudden God said step. So God's telling me to step during a pandemic. Yeah, the water's flooding right now. God told me, well, after George Floyd, God wants me to get loud about social justice. Yeah, that's right. The banks are overflowing. But God told them to cross while the banks were overflowing, because it didn't matter how much water was coming down, because he was the God over the water. As a matter of fact, they crossed bigger water before. They crossed over the Red Sea. And so he was going to prove to a new generation that, hey, if I was able to do it in the civil rights back in the 60s, how much more can I do it right now while you guys are fighting for equality in this nation? If I was able to do Azusa in LA and bring together all of these cultures and then launch it all over the world, and the fastest growing spirituality in the world is the Pentecost charismatic movement that started with an ex-slave, how much more right now in the 20th century, now that we get to connect over Zoom and all over the world in an instant, can God use this to cross over a Jordan, to see all of the nations conquered for the kingdom of Christ? I'm telling you that if you have that ability to receive, which we all do, all you have to do is release what you receive. And when you get lost, and what do I do next? Release it again. Remember, release it again, release it again, release it again, release it again, because that faith with that work, oh, it's powerful, and it can truly, truly change the world. So allow yourself to have miracle memory so that moments can turn into movements, because the world needs it. The world's going to use you. It just takes one step.
Step out, step out, step out, step out. I pray that you were stirred up with faith. Y'all, we are going beyond moments into movements. Now is the time. The urgency is for today. We must move forward and walk fully in the divine purpose that Christ has created for us way before the beginning of time. Friend, I cannot express it any other way than it is time for us to take action and go forward. The days of passivity and laziness and slothfulness and putting things off is behind us. It is time to engage our loved ones, our family, our community, our neighbors, and the nations with the love of Christ, His gospel, and make disciples that will continue to change the world. Friends, this has been such an amazing blast. The next time you hear from me, God willing, will be at our virtual gathering, August 16th through the 21st. I want to see you virtually. It will be such a blessing. Please check out the details in the description below. I would love, love to see you there. I have so many incredible women and men of God that is going to be joining us, and they are here to invest into you, to encourage you, to embrace you virtually, to equip you, and to empower you. It's my desire, with the leading of the Holy Spirit, to equip you for greater effectiveness in your sphere of influence. So why not join? Check out the link in the description of wherever you're consuming this podcast, and let's connect. After that, I'm going to take a long, good break. We are going to revamp the World Changers podcast and come back whenever, indefinitely at this point. But I'm going to miss you guys. I'm going to love you guys. Best way to keep in contact is through the information in the description of where you're viewing this content, as I mentioned before. Let's chat. Let's keep in touch. Hey, before I go, I do not want to end without an opportunity to introduce this gospel and this amazing King that we serve. His name is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is fully God, fully man. He lived a perfect life that we could not live, and he died a death that we should have died. He died so that you can live again. What do you have to do to be saved? It's simple, my friend. You believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, that God is raised from the dead, and you believe that the full gift of salvation is made available to you, and you confess that with your mouth. Friend, you are saved. It is literally that simple. So let me lead you through a prayer. Father, I thank you so much for the amazing gift of your Son, Jesus Christ. I believe that Jesus Christ is my Savior and my Lord, that he is the Savior of the entire world and even my own destiny. I surrender and I commit my entire life to you. Save me, change me, transform me. Fill me with the precious gift of your Holy Spirit so that I can follow you and make a difference in the world and be the person that you designed me to be. Today, I'm never the same. I am changed from this moment forward. Amen. Friend, if you prayed that, you are saved. You are saved. You are saved. And you are born again. You are a child of God. Hey, let me know if you gave your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, if you gave your life to him, your destiny. Send me a message and let's follow up and go from there. Until next time, remember, you are created for this moment, for this time, for this generation, because you are necessary to change the world with Jesus Christ. I'm your host, Alonzo Malvarez, signing off. And until next time, keep changing the world. Peace.